brand new, just opened about a month ago on 17th Avenue. I got a few cool people here with me that you guys are going to get to know. Let's just start by quickly introducing yourselves, kind of maybe a quick 30 seconds, and we'll start with you, Jason.
My name is Jason Parks. I'm a boxer turning professional in the new year. I've got a big fight coming up December 29th in Calgary. It'll be my last amateur fight. I just fought in Vegas 3 weeks ago for the second time this year, and work with Rumble as a motivator.
Cool. Good start, yeah.
My name is Cece. I'm the founder and owner of Rumble Boxing. I get to work with the best people, fun people, such as individuals like Jason. Not only we're good friends, we also enjoy creating this venture, and yeah.
Alright.
And I'm Sean DeZonier. I'm Cece's boyfriend, as well as her partner in the Rumble Energy Bar.
Nice.
Right on. So Sean is actually a professional chef. He's at several restaurants and still does, owns one. He just bought another a venture here in Calgary. Myself,
The Trop,
nice. Yeah. Great place to go. They have live music. We got a musician in the house here. So myself, I'm the CEO of two steel fabrication companies, and along with three startup app/tech companies in the new year. So boxing is my zen, really. It's on the side, but it's my passion, and you know, I plan to do it for as long as I possibly can.
Yeah.
And plan to do it with Rumble here at Rumble as well. I just signed with Tio Fista as my new promoter/manager, and they also work with Rumble, so they're looking at teaming up to put some fight cards on. That's where the actual fighting happens. This is, Rumble's a non-contact fitness studio, so that's where I spar and such. So yeah, we all work together. Everybody's good friends and partners, and we do business together, and we train together and such, and it's great. So
okay, and then yeah, it's usually just me hosting, but today I've got a bit of a co-host here. Who do we got?
Dave Rogers, Lunar Wild Music is my band. I got a little bit of background with Jason Parks here, and I've been following Rumble Boxing for as long as you guys have been followable, I guess, on the social media and whatnot.
Yeah,
and
yeah, they're big fans.
I've always thought about stepping in the ring, and it honestly seems like this might be the place that might be a good place to start for sure. So, yeah.
So I met both of these guys, Dave and Cody, about 2 years ago on a golf course in Fairmont. I was with a few of my friends. There were six of us in total. And these guys were in a beat up old camper van packed full of stuff that looked like sardines, and looked pretty lonely when we pulled up to golf. And we had 1.5 teams, so we said, you know what, you guys look like cool guys, let's golf together. And we had a few. It was kind of back in my wild days, so we had already been drinking in morning, you know, at the morning at tee off.
And it was like a 6-hour round. I think that's how it all started.
So we ended up. Yeah, we ended up hitting it off. The golf was amazing. I learned how to golf from these pros. And we ended up having him back to a friend's house who was hosting in Fairmont, who actually, the house backs onto the golf course. Beautiful house. So they stayed the night. And the next day we carried on to go wakeboarding and water skiing and such.
Yeah.
And we just made these guys part of the family. And around the bonfire, the evening after golf, we got the privilege of listening to some live music by Dave here. And so anyway, time went on, we became Facebook friends, and recently Dave reached out to me to invite me to a competition called Battle of the Bands, which his band was competing in. So I shared it on my Facebook, and I said absolutely. I went and I got a couple tables, filled a few seats, we voted for Dave. Dave's band actually won first place.
Yeah, just like that.
So, and Dave, I guess you can tell, you know, the part about the inspiration and such.
Yeah.
And then Cody called me and said, you know, we've seen some positive changes in your life, and you know, is it to do with boxing? And I said, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's a support system. It's having this position at Rumble Boxing and working with these great people, as well as fighting competitively. I mean, it strengthens me in every way possible. My relationships with my kids, I've got three little daughters, and business has been, everything's just been going much, much better since I started boxing. And
Yeah. So Dave, why don't you tell the perspective of how we met, kind of from like
our
or the story from our perspective, because it's
so
kind of
like
fun.
You said, you brought us from rags to riches that weekend. For sure. I have a 81 camper van there.
The Vantasy.
The Vantasy, and we set out, hit Kananaskis, then we stopped, and I think we might have played around in Canmore, and then we went through to.
Anyway, we were doing
a low budget golf tournament. Was our our golf weekend was our
that
was
our
plan. And, we set out, and it turned into a 5-star upper class kind of weekend with boats and comforters and steak dinners and wine.
Of course.
So Jason,
we had hot dogs ready and a little barbecue. And then after the round, and they bought all the beers during the round. They ended up inviting us back to the place for prime rib and red and all sorts of wine, actually.
Yeah, Bauer.
And within knowing these guys of a couple hours, so definitely set off on a good foot there.
Well,
so
I think we kind of clicked. You know, this was back at what? This must have been 4 years.
Two years ago.
Yeah.
Well, you've come a long way then, my friend.
Yeah.
Because you're definitely a different character yourself, but I'm sure we were too back then. You know, we've all if you're not growing, it's you're kind of.
Going backwards.
Yeah, you're standing still. So anyway, it is good to see where you've come. And like you said, I did reach out to you. We've been in touch ever since. Like, we kind of had that connection with your advanced metal, with my trade, and I'm a journeyman, or will be a millwright here. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
So we had that connection, and then I know you you like to support local stuff, and you're always on Facebook. Promoting whether it's Rumble Boxing or your own fights or someone else's cause or something like this. So I knew you'd be a guy to, reach out to kind of come support what we're doing and vice versa. And now we're here, and Steele kind of ties into all that with the
real deal, Cody Steele.
Yeah.
With us.
You know what? It's all about who you surround yourself with and positive energy. And everybody creates a greater energy together, and
Absolutely. Good
things happen. It's exactly like meeting these guys. I mean, as soon as I met them, I was sold.
Yeah.
I did the steel work for the studio downstairs, and construction projects are never easy, right?
Yeah.
Stressful times. You got an open date. Lots of clientele that was waiting to get in here. So I helped them on the business side through some of that pain. But as soon as they opened, I'll let CC take over there. But
yeah.
I'm just very proud to be a part of Rumble. I'll leave it there.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, CC, we are in the Rumble Boxing Studio, and you are the owner of this place. So tell us a little bit about it and what makes it unique and why you started it and the whole rundown.
Well, from the sounds of it, all you guys are fun people, and that's the fundamental of Rumble. People can sweat everywhere else. Why Rumble is the environment that we have here, not only from the beautiful space, most importantly is our team. Is that people make Rumble what Rumble is. By that, I mean every single individual on our team, I can say, is one of the kind. Everybody is has extremely high qualification in sports, boxing in general, and we have pro fighters, we have individuals like Hakeem, who has a couple of fights left, and he's gonna aim to fight in UFC.
He's an MMA.
Oh, nice.
He's a pro MMA fighter.
We have
fighting for the champ of the WSOF.
Absolutely.
Coming up here in January.
In Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
In Vegas.
Wow.
Cool.
We have pro fighters like Dan Canyon. We have ex-Olympian like Dan Humphrey, who's just performing a class downstairs right now. He's also ex-military. His class style is military style combined with boxing. We have people like Jason.
Yeah.
We have spin instructors with Bubble Lee. Their classes are just fun and high cardio intensity. Our director of operations has 30 years coaching experience in boxing, coached many fighters. So we have a very unique team that, but one thing in common is they share a passion, they share a drive, they share a vision of creating a safe space, a fun space for anybody who never boxed before.
Any level.
Any level.
Yeah.
And we actually within Rumble, we call it we provide a boxing buffet. So anything you're looking for, we got it.
Yeah.
Each motivator is different, unique in their own way. No, sorry to interject, but I've been fight training, especially in the last couple months. I've been fighting consecutive every month, and to get into fight shape, you not only need to get in there mentally but physically, and it's Rumble has helped me get into that. Like my last fight, I could have won many more rounds. I was in top shape, and I'm going to be in top shape for my next fight. And I make sure that I come to these. I actually take the Rumble classes as well as teach them, because they're so unique. If I want a bit of a military experience, I train with Dan. If I want to listen to a bit more harder music and go really, really hard, I train with Conrad.
Right.
If I want some good, some hip hop and whatnot, I train with Vince. They're all, I could go on and on. They're
right.
All great. They're all unique in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just different levels. You don't have to go as hard as I do because
right.
I'm fight training, but I can get that level of workout in
yeah.
that 40, in that 50
right.
minute span. I can get that done.
Yeah.
And
but
you can keep it fun by mixing it up.
Oh, for sure.
Workout
and
workout,
the
right?
new people that come in, they can go at their own pace, and everybody feels like part of the team.
Yeah.
We encourage each other and...
Various levels. Nobody needs to be intimidated by coming to a place like
yeah.
this. If you have no experience whatsoever, you're still welcome, and it's all at your own pace. You're just going to get better at moving around the movements, and you're going to get a good sweat.
The thing about boxing is no matter how good you are, how many fights you have, you still have to go back to the basics every time. It's a sweet science. You forget things. You get rusty. You can throw 10,000 punches. Not one of them is going to be the same.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you always, no matter what level... And all the guys, there's a lot of modesty here. All the professional fighters and stuff, you can't tell who they are.
Right.
They're not going to tell you. You've got to Google it.
Right.
So, you know, they'll get in there, they'll wrap your hands, they'll get in there, they'll stop their training to help you out.
Right.
And you'll feel like a fighter. And
you feel like you're part of the Rumble tribe.
Part of the Rumble tribe, but you'll individually feel like, wow, I just kicked ass.
I kind of got that sense of energy when I walked through the front door just coming in here this afternoon. Like I walked in, you greeted me there at the door, and you know, I just seen like you had a group there off the side, they're wrapping their hands, and it kind of felt like it was a culture, and it was a little bit of a family here that you guys have created.
Create a culture of, we call the Rumble tribe. By that, what we mean is we do believe everybody, doesn't matter who you are, you're fighting some type of battle in life. Whether it's for your kids, whether it's for health, whether it's for a better career. But one thing when you come to the Rumble door is that sense of the tribe, that we got your back. You can release all your stress, happiness, whatever that feeling is, and the other thing we really believe in is when you walk through the door, what you see is what you get. Every single individual is genuine. That's the vibe that essentially we want to provide, the feel, the Rumble, that ultimate experience. So it's not a just another boxing studio. It's not a gym. It's a boutique environment that. Not within 15 minutes, you feel the time flies by. You just lost 700 calories and you meet great people and you're visiting. What I want Rumble to be for everybody come through the door is the third place in their life. So they spend time at home, they spend time at work, but their third place is Rumble. So that's
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yesterday I had a very personal experience and tied to Rumble, actually. So my grandmother passed away on Monday, and I was in Vancouver. I just got back. I've got three little daughters who are very attached to them. So I got called to the school because my one daughter had a breakdown. And I thought, you know what? I had a couple of business meetings set downtown, and I bumped them. I said, I got to go get a sweat on.
Yeah.
So I stopped in at Rumble, and everybody, you know, it's just like you feel like family.
Yeah.
So I had to meet my business partner. I met him for lunch right afterwards, and he says, man, I talked to you at 10:30, 11 o'clock, or 11, something like that. And he says, you were deflated.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you were down in the dumps. And he says, now you're like $1 million. Like,
yeah.
We just had lunch, and you're happy, and you're good. So it just cheered me up.
Yeah.
I got that workout in. I got rid of the stress.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, and my business partner knows me very well.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice it,
right.
to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for him to say that, I was like, you know what, I feel good.
Yeah.
Like, you must have finished up with one of those cold pressed juices.
Absolutely. And those are money. Those things, I mean, they're yeah, they're good.
Yeah, so we, when I mentioned mentioned, we're trying to provide an ultimate experience at Rumble. It is an integrated facility, as we do have our retail side of the business and as well as our energy bar. We're not just making a regular smoothie. Actually, all the recipes and the acai pitaya bowls are designed by Sean, who is executive chef by trade.
Right.
And he can tell you a bit more about the kind of philosophy behind the energy bar. We cold press our own juice in-house. And basically, if any customer has any special requests, we can do it.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys offer any kind of like meal prep and stuff like that here or anything?
Not yet.
Or?
Not at this point. What the energy bar is, you know, we believe in what you put into your body is what you're going to get out of your
body.
Yeah. And right now, we wanted to keep it simple. We wanted to focus on what we're doing and do it better than anyone else. So we've got some base recipes of cold pressed juices that we're making daily for people. The acai and pitaya bowls. I mean, we all love a jugo juice here and there, but 50% of that is ice cubes going into it. We're buying organic acai, organic pitaya in frozen bases and blending it with the highest quality of frozen fruit, so it comes out like a frozen fruit sorbet. And then we're going to top it and trying to support as many local products as we can, like Highwoods Crossing granola on the top of it. I've got some local bee hives that are giving us
nice.
Honey to drizzle over the top of it.
Nice.
Cacao on the top of it.
It's all local.
Some of the goji berries aren't local.
But it's
local superfoods. Whatever makes us, whatever you're doing, and when you're done at the end of a workout, you got to replenish.
Yeah.
Detox, retox,
yeah.
And away you go.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the whole concept is unreal. Like, I train in Vegas, and some of the guys with Mayweather Boxing Club, and some of the guys there are wanting to come to Calgary to try this out. These are the fighters, right? The other thing here is Rumble offers one-on-one private training with some very, very experienced trainers, which I actually take some one-on-one lessons every once in a while to sharpen up with a couple. There's one kickboxer who's just amazing, and he fine-tunes my boxing skills like nobody else. So, but also there's real fighters who generally don't take time out of their training schedule and whatnot to train one-on-one people. Those guys have the most hands-on, up-to-date stuff in their head, and you can get that. You can train with me one-on-one. You can train with Hakeem one-on-one. You can train with Dan. Some of these guys that are professionally competing, like Hakeem's in a big MMA show in Vegas.
Yeah.
I believe early February.
Yeah.
And he will right now. If you wanted to train with him one-on-one tonight, you could book a session. So it's very cool. I mean, you can't get that anywhere else.
Yeah,
we have Janice, who's 2-time North American champion in Muay Thai.
World.
Yeah.
Or yeah, North American, but on the world.
Yeah,
on the world level.
On the world level.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wow.
And so, how did you kind of round up all this talent? Were you already kind of connected in that, or you had to reach out, or how did you manage to get all these sweet people in one place?
You know what? I think it's. Good people connect to good people. You just
absolutely.
Got the vibe. You know, we didn't have a hiring or recruiting type of process or strategy. I think the concept is also so attractive.
Yeah.
And when people meet myself or my team, immediately they just want to be part of the tribe.
Yeah.
Right now we have over 20... very high profile, great instructors in town wanting to be part of the team.
Right.
So we're definitely positioning ourselves for some growth in the new year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's honestly, it's like a social life. Like
yeah.
just coming here, it's like,
yeah.
I used to go to the bar, and no offense to the Trop. I mean, I'm still a supporter of the Trop.
We still see you down there.
I just drink the non-alcoholic beers or the, you know, some coffee instead. But
nothing wrong with that.
Every once in a while I'll have one, but yeah, the boxing is, when you're training for a fight, you really can't. But anyway, this is like it's an alternative to
yeah.
that. I mean, it's like every time I come here, it's like family. It's a social life. It's fun,
yeah.
right? Like we're having an open house this afternoon.
Tonight, yeah.
And it's just fun. I mean, I have other commitments, but I'm gonna take an hour out of my day to make sure that I'm here for that. And
yeah.
bringing my daughters. I mean, they're welcome here all the
yeah.
time. I mean, there's no kids classes, but
yeah.
it's like they love coming here. It's
right.
like a family environment
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Yeah.
Never have to worry about somebody watching them because everybody fights over who gets to to play with. So it's good.
So I have seen on social media and stuff that you guys have. Is it every Wednesday for like a little bit that you have? Or I guess it's Thursday, but you have an open house and like a free half hour or something. I saw that promo.
Yeah, we have a boxing 101 every Tuesday and Thursday, 7:30. That is a free class for anybody who wants to check out the facility. Maybe right now it's a little bit intimidated to come and try a class, not really sure what boxing is about. Mm-hmm. So that class is taught all by our pro fighters, Roxy, Dan. They are giving their free time. They're giving their time to teach a free class and show people what the jab is, what the cross is. And then once people are in the facility, they feel so welcoming. They're not afraid of trying a class anymore.
I think that's a great idea.
Well, boxing from, both CC and I, we don't have a background in boxing. But from the first day I threw a punch on a pad, I've been addicted to it. And every day, it's different than many sports because every day you learn something. It doesn't matter how many jabs you've thrown. Mm-hmm. One day you'll throw something. I think Jason referred to this earlier. You learn different things. You learn different ways about where you transfer your weight. You learn about how you use your muscles differently. And I've done many, many physical activities all the way through my life. My short life. But my body is never feeling so satisfied as when I'm in a boxing session. From my toes to my ears.
Yeah. Right?
And when I met you guys 2 years ago, I was about 40 pounds heavier. So now
now the proof is in the pudding. For
sure. Yeah,
I mean,
can see it.
I mean, I don't. I sold my washing machine. I just do my laundry on my washboard abs.
So I
picked up the drinking where you left it on.
Yeah, we've taken care of that while you're gone.
There's the modesty side. I just blew that. Sorry, that was a joke.
You blew it. So actually, that's one thing that is kind of interesting to me because, we've been kind of following you from afar and just kind of seeing this transformation happen. So take us back to, I feel like you maybe turned it around like the weekend after we met you. It was like a week later I saw this guy like with boxing gloves on and, with most people, shit's just kind of a fad or like a phase and... But you're still doing the damn thing, so.
Well, I mean, I got asked to fight in a charity event, and I was in a bar having some beers when I got asked to do this. Right, and I used to be a hockey player, so I always liked to fight. I did some MMA before, but I never really stuck with me. It was just here and there. So as soon as I put on a pair of boxing gloves and got in the ring, I was like, wow, this is unreal, and I needed it. So I can train unreal compared to what I ever thought I could.
Well, I can vouch for you. You definitely needed some kind of outlet
Sure. I probably wouldn't be here today if I was going to keep, if I was as wild as I was, because I had no care in the world. I was an entrepreneur at a young age. I started my first company at 22, sold it at 23, which is now a multi-billion-dollar company, but I didn't sell it for that. And I've started a few others along the way. Went bankrupt once 5 years ago. Just bought a multi-million-dollar building from the company, the bank that bankrupted me. And I sat at the front of the table with my new partners and got that deal done. We got it inked yesterday. And, so it's all this positive energy, good support with people like you guys in the room and the boxing. And, like, being able to come to Rumble when I have a situation like yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the old days, 2 years ago, when I went to the bar.
It's just an outlet.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have made that meeting with my business partner at 1 o'clock. And I wouldn't have carried on with my day. I was productive yesterday. And I got to vent, with my personal situation through one boxing class, one sweat session, mm-hmm. and it was unreal. So, I mean, I got my ass kicked in my first fight. The guy that I was supposed to fight, I probably would have beat him, but somebody had something to prove against me, and they brought in a ringer, and he got my ass kicked. That motivated me. I wanted to, so I've won the big ones. I got a couple of nice belts, and I'm going to get another one at the end of the month. That's my goal for 2016. I got three daughters. I need three belts. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother, she was my biggest boxing fan, passed away Monday. And she wanted to be ringside for this one. So I'm going to give away a ringside table. I'm going to give it away on Facebook probably tomorrow. I'm going to do a little draw, a little fun contest, and give that away in her honor.
Nice.
And I'm going to win that
belt.
Hopefully
we get our hands on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm going to win that belt. And then next year I go pro, and I got some connections with some big names in Vegas, and I just signed with Teofista, who's my manager, and they're going to set me up some big fights. And if I keep winning, I got some big name fights, big money fights coming up.
Nice.
And I mean, it's just a side thing for me, but it's my passion.
But it's side, but it's driven such
yeah.
a good
so
movement in your life, right?
Would you
so.
Consider Rumble your home gym, or would you
yeah.
consider like?
I'm
going to
be wearing
doing?
Rumble on my shorts
okay.
in on the 29th. Teal Fista is they work side by side with Rumble. It's different. Teal Fista is a fighting. It's a small ring in a garage, and but
yeah.
it's a. I go there to spar. I, you know, this is a
different
this,
atmosphere, right?
This keeps me in shape.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't do the core workouts there. We just spar. It's all technical sparring, and I spar with some really good pros, and that's where I get. So it's a good balance. I mean, to have that, I'm complete. But I need Rumble,
mm-hmm.
because like yesterday, for example, I mean that. It's the best workout in the shortest amount of time,
mm-hmm.
and even at my level, which is you know the highest level, I'll train as hard as I can, and I can do that here.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you know, and the new person that comes in doesn't have to do that, and then they see me, and it motivates them.
Right,
and they can
yeah.
be right there beside you in the room, and part of the Rumble tribe. You start together, you finish together. That's
mm-hmm.
that's what makes it. So
we
great.
All high five at the end, and
yeah.
I mean everybody. We do each other's hand wraps, and I mean it's just great.
And the music's just pumping. The lights are good.
Well,
so
I look forward to trying it out. I can tell you, I'm going to come try
yeah.
it.
So I'm teaching my first. I've been busy with fight training and the family stuff and business. So I'm teaching my first class next Friday. We haven't picked a time yet, but it'll be posted on social media. And I'm going to comp all my friends for the first one. You try it for
nice.
Free. First lesson's on me, the next
nice.
One's you pick. But it's very reasonable priced. I mean, it's for what you get here,
yeah.
bang for buck, it's unreal. I mean, it's I've been a member at every gym in Calgary, and this is by far the best. Best workout, best environment, best bang for buck. And yeah, hopefully you guys can come out. I'm gonna,
oh, yeah.
I want to have some
we
fun.
Yeah,
with
I'm just recovering from a knee surgery, so but my arm's
okay.
still working,
I got
so.
No excuse.
That's
I'll
okay.
be there. CC, you were going to say something... A couple of minutes ago, I feel like I cut you off, but might have been gone.
Oh, I think Jason covered it really well.
I cut her off several
yeah,
times.
No, it's I mean, there's the other thing is all our trainers, they're not just regular instructors. They are professionally trained motivators as
right.
well, and we don't just call them motivators. They have some remarkable life experience. That's why it's come natural in terms of whether you're coming in just for a fun sweat or you're coming for motivation or coming for the support,
mm-hmm.
they are able to provide that. And it's not just the music, it's not just the bags,
yeah.
it's the combination, and everything is almost a chemistry. It just click in this space.
There's nothing fake here. It's all from the heart. And I'm actually learning from the other motivators right now. Like I'm
yeah.
taking the classes, and I love that because they're all unique and they're so good. They got the choreography down and all the things that I'm not good at. You know, I can technically box for sure, but I got a lot to learn from that. But that's the thing. My class is going to be unique too. I mean,
yeah.
if I was I would join my own class because it's different from theirs. I want to go to all of theirs, and
yeah.
you know, it's amazing.
And there's something about boxing in general that's different than other sports, you know, that it is badass. It is for some bad boys, or
right.
you know, we call
yeah.
it kind of release your inner bitch, like
yeah.
to come to, you know. And there is that side of it. That's why a lot of the individuals come through the door. They really have the kind of environment, safe environment, to expose who they really are.
Right.
The music really guides them. We have like rock music, top 40, country mix. So you know, it's a very unique environment, and people. The thing is, people get to be who they are, and we're not trying to cookie cutter everybody to fit in anything. We want to maintain the be who you are, be the max of who you are.
Right.
Yeah.
I think everybody's got a bit of a fighter in them deep down, right? And this can bring that out, like whether it's frustration or positive, you know, happy
yeah.
feelings, whatever. But you can feel like a fighter and not ever have to fight.
Right.
Now I'm on the other side of it. I actually fight, so it's quite different. But you know, this is a place where I can fit in. I can do my thing,
mm-hmm.
and the new person walking into the gym that's never thrown a punch can also have that same feeling. And it's honestly, it's the best feeling in the world. It is.
We have from like 13, 14-year-old high school kids all the way to, you know, 50, 60-year-old.
Yeah.
Actually, we have a lot of visitors right now. They're parents and kids. And parents think this is actually a cool thing to do with their teenager kids, and teenagers think,
oh, each other
my parents actually aren't lame. This is awesome. I get to punch with like Drake music playing at the back.
Yeah.
And it's a great bonding activity for a lot of families.
Absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
And you know, we've seen lots of different companies come through in groups.
Yeah.
You know, Cowboys actually books
for
out
team building
for their, every Saturday. Cowboys has a running class where they, you know, they've got a late night environment. You see the everyone showing up at noon and working out together as a crew to be healthy to go back because of that stressful environment.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, we just had our first stagette last Saturday night where some girls before they wanted to get started, they came in together and we may have had a couple of our sexy boxer boys with their shirts off, teaching them through a class, and you know, from corporate, you know, in this market where people are trying to bring teams together, you know, it's really, really important that, you know, you get together as a team, you all work out together, it can be so healthy, and then you go back to the office together, because like what Cece said, we're all fighting for something, so we got to fight it, right?
Yeah, a lot of the high school kids that, I think parents would rather for them to be in the boxing club than really the nightclub.
Yeah,
and
I'd say that's
they're
probably
true.
Or
the
fight club.
Yeah,
the
or the fight club. Yeah,
but this gives them both.
Yeah,
And I actually just got a message from Hakeem. I think he just signed up with the UFC.
Yeah, see that.
Right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Live.
Yeah.
He just says he's going to be on the card at UFC 185.
Congratulations,
Hakeem.
So
that was not staged, by the way.
For anybody listening, if you get the opportunity to meet Hakeem, I suggest stopping into Rumble and meeting him. If you can take one of his classes, this guy is he's the poster boy of combat sports. Just a beautiful person inside and out. He's unreal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he's not big headed in any way, but his nickname is Mean Hakeem. It's even on his email, and he's far from mean.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to get in the ring with him though.
He'd kick your ass. Yeah.
Oh,
he sets the tone though.
But he's one of the many. I'll be honest, but you know, he's going to UFC. I guarantee he's going to be with Rumble for a long time.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You know what? UFC is just a another step for him, right?
It's another step.
He's got his family behind him, and
he's part of the Rumble Tribe.
He's part of the Rumble Tribe.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
Yeah, cool. I'll be ringside at his fight in.
Yeah, me too.
His next one.
I think we'll all be there.
We support each other. There's actually a Hard Knocks fight tomorrow night.
Okay.
There's a couple local guys fighting. That's MMA.
Yeah.
And I mean, just it's all good stuff. It's.
What was I gonna say? While I'm thinking of it, where's the Hard Knocks fight?
It's at COP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that what they always do now, or they're all over the place, aren't they?
They do their
Hard
big
Knocks?
Shows at COP. That's MMA. The next big boxing fight is actually my fight. I'm the headliner of the undercard because it's my last amateur fight.
Yeah.
I've got a teammate from Mayweather Boxing Club in Vegas coming up, Ahmad Chaco, and you guys got to check this guy out. He's going for a world title next year. And he's coming to fight in Calgary because of the ties to myself and our promoter / trainer, Eric DeGuzman with Teofista. There's only about three or four local Calgary guys fighting on this card. There's people from Mexico. The main promoter is from Toronto, and they decided to do it in Calgary. So I'm very, very blessed.
Yeah.
Very proud to be fighting on this card.
Well, Calgary's growing such a great fight community. It's amazing how many great fighters there are fighting out of the West here. So
yeah. My opponent's from Edmonton, so after I knock him out, I'm gonna go throw I'm gonna go throw a tracksuit on Team Chaco, and I'm gonna be in Ahmad's corner for his main event fight.
Nice.
So we support each other. I'll be wearing Rumble on my shorts.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
I welcome anybody else
to come too. I mean, if you need tickets, it's a great venue.
Well, how did they get tickets, Jay?
Teofistaboxing.com, I believe online. Myself, Jason Parks, and you can look me up on Facebook, private message me, I've got a stack of them. Add me to Facebook, I'm gonna do a fun little draw here and give away a $1,250 table. It might be $750, I'm not sure which one, or $1,750, I'm not sure which ones are left, but either way, it's a great experience.
Yeah.
This venue will sell out.
Yeah.
December 29th, it's kind of not the most ideal date, but it's something to do for the people that are home for the holidays.
Yeah.
It's something to do between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
and you can find any of us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Rumble Boxing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's That's important.
You got quite the following already, actually, for only being around for a month. You guys have been doing a really good job on that side.
The best thing is to stop in 17th Ave. I mean, you can't go wrong. Everybody cruises by 17th Ave once a week at least. So stop in and see us. That's the best thing. Come check it out. I mean, even just the vibe you get when you walk in, right, Dave?
100%. And so, location. That was my next point, is that you guys nailed it on the location for sure. I think that probably helps your cause a little bit for the people stumbling, you know, walking home late one night and seeing, you know,
maybe I should
make a life change, and it all kind of comes together.
You know what? You gotta burn it off, right?
Yeah,
so you get up, come work out, and restart, and go on with the day. We all play hard. We live hard, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
The main thing is we have a passion for supporting Calgary, like local love, what you guys are doing. I mean, this is great. It's like Lunar Wild competing for Battle of the Bands, and they won. I mean, that gave me a sense of pride. You told me the first time you performed for me at the Fire Pit 2 years ago that I was an inspiration, and you stuck with
it.
That's what we all inspire each other. That's what keeps me boxing, keeps me in the ring, keeps me out of trouble for the most part.
Never be satisfied.
Yeah, and I take a huge sense of pride in supporting you. And I think next event, I definitely want an invite to Lunar Wild. It's an up and coming band, just unreal, unreal. I saw them live a couple weeks ago. They won first place. And,
yeah, we've done some pretty big stuff locally.
I guarantee, you know, you got me, you got Rumble support. We work together. We're a family.
Cool.
What we do is, you know, if I'm there, they're there. That's
cool.
So
I like that.
Yeah.
So there was a class going on this entire time, right? Mm-hmm. So what's his name down there?
Dan Humphrey.
Is he going to pop up here? You said he might.
He's probably just getting everybody unwrapped and such,
right.
And we could have him come up and say hi.
I'll go check on him because I got to slide out anyways, guys.
Yes? Okay.
Hey, it was
nice
great meeting
you.
Thanks for your
time.
We'll be down for a
fresh juice.
Fresh juice, or come find us down at the trough.
Yeah,
we're always looking for new local acts.
Cool.
You might be able to see Lunar Wild perform at the trough soon.
You never know.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Take
care.
Thanks
for sitting in.
See ya. Well, so we'll see if we're getting another guest here joining us. In the meantime, what else is coming up for Rumble? Are there any sort of special deals, or is Boxing Day, I'm guessing, would be a good one?
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually have an open house today, and we have December Unlimited specials for $150 regular price is $199 monthly. Get your Christmas shopping started earlier. Gift sets such as gloves and wraps are great. Wraps are great, stocking stuffers. Gloves is not like something everybody has.
Yeah.
They're all custom made leather gloves for all under $100.
Mm-hmm.
We actually carry a LA brand called Varley. It's mainly for women. It's boxing meets fashion, feeling badass while looking sexy. We have all the exclusive holiday lines downstairs. So January, it's a great time to kick off your new year, fighting the right battle. Come on in and try.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if you get a lot of people coming in January.
Yeah.
That seems to be pretty standard.
Yeah, you bet.
And so they can buy the monthly pass for $150 now and then use it in January?
Yeah. It's 30 days from the original purchase date.
Yeah.
Cool.
And
30
so
consecutive days or 30 sessions?
30
days.
Consecutive days.
Month unlimited. So then you're motivated to come in every day, right?
Oh, yeah.
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 And so, as far as the gear, is that included? Like, you get rental gear included, or do you have to buy your own stuff?
The only thing you need to purchase is the wrap itself for many reasons.
Right.
Mainly
for
hygiene and for your wrist protection.
Yeah. Yeah.
We rent gloves at $2 a pair, very affordable.
Yeah.
And regular clients, they typically purchase their own gloves.
Right.
And
the gloves are clean, too. Nightly, they have a great system, so they're always fresh. I have a pair of gloves that I use for the bag and sparring, and they're Rumble gloves. They're my favorite gloves, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I've got many pairs of gloves, and I use my Rumble ones when I got to put it to somebody when I'm sparring. They're unreal, and they're real leather. Those are the ones you purchase.
Yeah.
I recommend to anybody that's going to continue or take up boxing to get a pair of those. I mean,
Once you've gotten bit by the bug of the whole boxing thing, do it a couple times, you know you gotta get the gloves,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
They're pretty cool looking too, I gotta say. Like, the branding of this whole place is definitely spot on.
Yeah, we get that a
lot. Yeah. No, absolutely.
I just met up with Lennox Lewis in Vegas right after my fight, and I was wearing a Rumble hat, and he noticed the four corners of it. And he goes, I like that logo. So, I mean, it gets noticed, right?
Oh, you nailed it for sure. Okay, well, I don't know. It doesn't look like we're going to have our fifth guest.
He's probably busy. What happens is the motivators usually assist all of the trainers and stuff, make sure that they're cooling down properly and unwrapping and such, and everybody's handled. So he's probably tied
doing
up
his
to
job.
Doing
yeah.
his job.
Yeah. He's busy
doing his
fucking
job. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, guys, well, much appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely.
We appreciate you guys taking your time.
CeCe, I put you on the spot earlier. I would like to wrap it up, no pun intended, with another track. You got one in mind?
Oh, another track.
Yeah.
It'll have to be something like Beyonce.
Whatever you're feeling, it doesn't matter to me.
What about what's that song?
You killed it on the first one. I like that one.
Oh, I can't remember the name. It's like something to do.
Is it a Beyonce song?
Hustling, like that's the, because that's what we're doing. Like
right.
you know, everybody's a hustler. That
every
yeah.
day I'm hustling.
Now I'm just thinking of Jay-Z. I'm a hustler.
Lunar Wild on and call
Lunar.
It.
You guys are gonna have your own show one day.
Absolutely, yeah, it's good stuff.
One day.
All right. Well, we'll see here.
Jay-Z, we're actually creating some of our original Rumble tracks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're in the work. They're gonna launch with our videos.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just local people.
Yeah, local people, DJs, and I love to work some projects.
Yeah,
you bet.
Sure.
They're really really good. You got it. Well, we'll be at your next show.
Yeah, I mean, you look us up on Instagram. I think we already follow you, so
if you.
We'll be at your next show for sure. We'll bring the Rumble Tribe, as many as possible, for sure. We take a lot of pride in supporting you. I do for sure.
Nigga X about me. Nigga X about me.
All right. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you guys for coming on the podcast.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Okay.
Take the slug. 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 Take the sl